soul. I need a little money, cause I'm getting old, right? That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, and this is Adam with Dave and Revolution Rock. We're just about done the program, and we do want to thank everyone who's tuned in for this episode. As always, you can check out what we've played and the bands that we love on our website at revrock.blogspot.com. Going back in that last set, we actually heard a series of anniversaries, but we ended off with a little bit of a surprise track from The Government. We heard the track Real Computer, and that was taken from their 1980 album, Guest List.
Now, this is a... Well, I guess if you were involved in the Toronto scene or are familiar with the time from that time period in the late 70s and early 80s, you'd know of this band. Very quirky, new wave, sometimes uncategorizable band from the punk scene that was fronted by Andrew J. Patterson, who was... a writer, but also a performance and video artist. And that's actually how the band started out. Their first album, which is called Electric Eye, was music that they created in accompaniment to a video. Anyways, they had two full-length albums and then some singles and I believe an EP, and that was pretty much it. Patterson kind of does more visual art and that sort of thing nowadays. But this Guest List album has never been digitized. It's from the vinyl, and... it's a really cool album because it kind of compares and contrasts like humans with the emerging computer world and technology at the time. And that was a track called Real Computer.
Mm-hmm. And clear evocations of bands like Talking Heads and Pere Ubu on that. But, no, a wonderful group in and of themselves, the government mainstay of the Toronto scene for a while. Now, one of the most important groups to come out of America in the early 80s are undoubtedly Minor Threat, who really pioneered and really progressed what hardcore music could be. A lot of people in particular highlight this album, the really only studio album out of step for that. Now, they did have a number of different EP releases, but this was the only one considered a proper album. Even though it was very short, I think just over 20 minutes, we heard a pair of tracks from this, Cashing In and Think Again. As always, very incendiary, very self-righteous lyrics, really pointing out the flaws in society, but with a greater sense of melody and more complex rhythms on this album than what we heard before from Minor Threat.
Yes, and I think we've already mentioned how important this album was, but musically, a lot of people feel it's also important because it kind of showed the progression of alternative and punk music, especially hardcore and alternative, of what it was going, what road it was going down. And it was really influential because of that. And you were even saying even a bit of what Ian MacKaye would do with Fugazi.
Yeah, I think there's elements in there, especially with Cashing In. But a band that definitely paved the way for where alternative music was going to go, and arguably even made the first couple grunge songs on this particular record, were The Replacements. They augmented their hardcore roots with greater songwriting prowess that you would expect to hear on, like, let's say, country rock, 60s rock, and then made a sound really unlike anything else on this record. Hootenanny is such a great kaleidoscope of where the band was at the time. Paul Westerberg said this was the first album he really felt sounded like The Replacements.
Yeah, Hootenanny, originally released in 83. We heard Take Me Down to the Hospital and Color Me Impressed. And I think Color Me Impressed is one of the first great songs that Paul Westerberg did. There was one or two on the first album, but this one is like a little different. It's not really in the punk canon, it's kind of in between.
Yeah, and I think it's that kind of bridging the gap between what could be considered punk, alternative, indie, whatever label you want to apply to it. And we should mention quickly that the album cover was actually an appropriation from an old folk album.
Yeah, they found some old folk album at the record store and they just kind of took the design and put their name on it with their songs. Really cool stuff. Anyone that's listened to the show knows we like The Replacements. And before that, another band we really like, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from New York.
From New York, we are celebrating the, oh, what is this now? The 20th anniversary. So weird to say that out loud. Released exactly 20 years ago today, Fever to Tell. What a great record. As I said at the time, it kind of polarized critics, but then got a massive cult following. And I think this album meant a lot to a lot of people at the time of its release and continues to. And Dave did talk about a brief documentary about the band touring around the time of this album's release, and you can really see the pressures of the road and the creative process on all the members of the group, in particular vocalist Karen O.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube, but we heard a pair of tracks from Fever to Tell. We heard the demo version of Maps, 4-track demo, from the 2017 Deluxe Edition, and then we heard a track from the album proper, Date with the Night, to start off that set. And we're just about through here, but we're going to end off the show with a pair of tracks from a really important musician and activist and also actor and artist in general.
Yeah, Harry Belafonte, who passed away at the age of 96 this week. You know, Harry Belafonte was a huge star in his own right for a number of different reasons. Of course, I think our generation is familiar with his music from the Beetlejuice film,
yes,
in particular, where they used two of his greatest hits, Deo and Jumpin' the Line. But, he had a very long, prolific career. And definitely, when you look at his music, he was a civil rights activist, not only in his actions, not only in the politics he engaged in, but I think in this early subject matter, we're going to hear a song called Brown Skin Girl, which unabashedly tackles colonialism and tackles racism in a way that is pretty much unheard of from what would be a popular release in 1956, let alone such a popular release. It was a chart topper, so much so where Calypso was kind of neck and neck with rock and roll of being the emerging popular music form of mid-50s America. Like, really, Harry Belafonte, and a lot of people will say this, if it wasn't for being a black man, would have been the forerunner of this new musical genre, and Calypso may have surpassed rock and roll. But of course, Elvis came along as a more safe figurehead for it. Not to discredit Elvis's skills and abilities, but still, with that said, Harry Belafonte still became exceedingly popular, and I think exposed people to a new musical form with Calypso, which he really became popular for. So we're going to hear Brown Skin Girl from Calypso and Angelina from Go Down Emmanuel Road from Jump Up Calypso to end off the program.
Okay, you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We're Redefining Radio in Windsor, Detroit, and this is music in tribute to Harry Belafonte.
Everything to keep me from sleeping. A lot of sailor boys, they were leaving. And everybody there, they were jumping to hear the sailor boys in our chorus singing. A deep brown skin girl, stay home and mind baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind baby. I'm going away in a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, stay home and mind, baby. Now the Americans made an invasion. We thought it was a help to the island. Until they left from here on vacation. They left the native boy home to mind their children. Singing, brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. I'm going away in a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, stay home and mind, baby. Now I tell you the story about Millie. She made a nice blue-eyed baby. They say she fancied the mother, but the blue-eyed baby ain't no she father. Americans all had their pleasure while the music played to their leisure. And everybody there, they were jumping to hear the sailor boys in our chorus singing. A deep brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. I'm going away in a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, stay home and mind, baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby. Go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy. Got to break that stone. I tell you, go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy. Got to break that stone. Whoa. Go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy, got to break that stone round the corner. Go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy, got to break that stone. Ah, well, the moon still in the sky, and the sleep still in your eye. But when you hear me sing, Lord God, you better make them hammers ring. I tell you to go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy, got to break that stone. All together now, go down Emmanuel Road, man and boy, got to break that stone. Round the corner, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Oh, well, you had a big time last night, and some of your heads are tight. But when I call this roll, please, Lord, I don't want to miss our soul. So get up and go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. All together, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Round the corner, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy. To break that stone. How will you break them one by one? But man, you just begun. Cause today I tell you something new. You got to break them two by two. So come on and go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. All together, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. On the corner, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. How will I tell you, man?
man, if you're good, you better chop that stone like wood. Then tomorrow going be a big day. You get another shilling in your pay. Cause from sun to sun you got to stick. And don't tell me about your sick. I want you to do your best. Tonight you better let them women rest. So you can get up and go down Emmanuel Road. Man a boy, got to break that stone. Whoa. Go down Emmanuel Road. Man a boy, got to break that stone. Yes sir. Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Round the corner, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. A little softer, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Round the corner, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Hide your daughter, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone. Up the mountain, go down Emmanuel Road, man a boy, got to break that stone.
It's important to make sure that